Blog Talk Radio.
New York, Monday, Inner Sight, Matterglad, welcome. Where you can call in, you're mad or you're glad about anything. And we'll give you the phone number in a few minutes. Keep it clean, turn down your television, radio, whatever else you got in the background. And try to avoid the cell phone. Better on a landline, usually. All right, Matterglad Monday. I'll tell you one thing that really makes me mad. And we talk about it, and you'll hear it more on Wednesday nights now in the nursing home show. You know, nursing homes kill people, get rid of them. But what makes me really mad is the fact that a person who's trying to stay out of a nursing home, and we're trying to help a woman right now who lives in Florida, but the problems that exist, first of all, the criteria for these programs are absolutely wrong. The only criteria should be that a person is disabled, period. And the money should be there, person, to keep them out. And the agencies for the disabled or whatever agency, you know, the certain ones that exist for the different types of disability should be mandated to help raise money to keep that person out of the nursing home. Now, if you go to the independent living centers and you have someone who is in danger of being put into a nursing home, they can't help that person immediately. They got to evaluate them. They got to interview them. They got to get all kinds of information. And then if they meet the criteria, they might be able to help them. But you know what? They really can't help them, and I'll tell you why. Because what good are these programs if these nursing homes are still there? That's my mad. You know, get rid of them. How can an agency advocate to keep people out of nursing homes when they can't do anything to get rid of the nursing homes? The two go together. How can they not? So that's what's wrong with this system. You have all these agencies, all this money, and most of it and too much of it goes to pay big salaries to people. That's why there's not enough money to help the individuals who want to stay out of the nursing home. Remember, the agencies owe us. The government owes us for all the properties and everything else that aren't accessible. So that's the Inner Sight philosophy, and it's never going to change unless somebody comes along with a bunch of money and really does something about it. Our job right now is to let people know, to inform people. If we ever get the money, our job will be to get rid of these nursing homes because we don't need them. Nobody needs them. We have a plan that would help everyone. All right, Inner Sight, Matterglad, 213-816-1650. Hopefully we get an engineer in here and we'll be able to get some phone calls. Brought to you by the Big East. Akita Rescue, Toms River, New Jersey, Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and a great, great place it is. We thank them for all their help, thank them for the dog food, for my girl, my Charabelle. Nikita Rescue, adopt a Nikita. Call them at 609-388-7004. And if you need dog food or cat food, call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. You dial up Gary at 631-484-3085. He's a nonprofit organization. He's a volunteer. He doesn't get paid. And he does his best to provide food for dogs, cats, other animals, and medical when he's able to do it. So that's Nobody Starves on Long Island. Long Island, 631-484-3085. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, and many, many others. Those are some of the few that have passed on that we remember here on the show. All right, Inner Sight, remind you, go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this show is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And Matt or Glad Monday, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Heard from Regina today, who we're helping to get out of the nursing home. We got her a couple of aides, reliable, good people. They're going to go over to the nursing place and sign the paperwork, and she'll be able to go home. And we do have an attorney if we need it. Hopefully we won't. All right, Inner Sight, I want to thank the Long Island Coalition for helping us with our latest news release. Appreciate that. My buddy Danny over there. And Long Island Connection is another place that does a lot of good work. You can find them on the Facebook. Let's see, what else? Oh, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy. Yeah, to Inner Sight. And the Suffolk Bus Corp. We appreciate their help. We're still looking to match that $2,000 gift that they gave us back in July. So Christmas is coming. Hey, why not? That's a good Christmas present. Somebody to give in a sight. Keep the show going. Keep the information coming out. You know. So somebody out there looking for some good publicity. We'll be back in the television studio soon, I'm sure. And we are on the reruns, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Thursday night, 7:30 on the Altice. So check us out. Inner Sight. Yeah, let's see. Some of the people that have helped us in the past, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance. Who else we got on that list? Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners, and many, many others that have contributed to to keep this program going. You won't hear a program like this anywhere else. You won't hear a program like we have now on Wednesday night. Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. I don't know if one other agency or radio or television program that has a show like that. We'd love you to join us. Help us get rid of them. And
did you hurt yourself?
The idea that we have to get rid of them is not going to hurt anybody. It's going to help everybody, including the people who work in the nursing homes. So join with us, some agencies or people, to help. Matt, a glad Monday. Hoping to get our engineer in here, 213-816-1650 is the phone number. You can dial in. And if you're on hold and you're looking to comment, stay with us. Well, hopefully we'll get our engineer. But mad or glad, and listening to the news, you know, one thing that is a mad. Why is it? Now, you hear a lot of talk about how bad the economy is, and people say that, economists say that it's not going to recover anytime soon. Knowing all that, why is it that the government has not established and given us more stimulus? We need that. People need it. And I think the senators and the president and the governors should definitely, I believe that people in other states got stimulus from the governor's office. We didn't get it here in New York. Why not? If this governor wants to, she sent me an email, called me friend. I don't even know the woman, you know, which makes me a little suspicious. But I'm going to try to call her since she sent me an email. But one of the things she should do, especially for the disabled and the seniors, is a stimulus. You know, get together with Washington and arrange for them so that you can recoup the money from the federal government. Why not? They got a lot more than we got. So get that stimulus. That would be a glad. Let's turn a mad into a glad. Where's the stimulus, be it from the federal government or the state? Doesn't matter. Same money. We'll take it either way. Inner Sight calls for an immediate stimulus to help all disabled and seniors and veterans. Thank you. All right, Matt, a glad Monday. Let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday is our new show, Get Rid of the Nursing Homes. Thursday, now Pidge was off last week. I'm hoping that we'll have her from Massachusetts on this week, the co-host, and we'll let you know about the subject. Friday, of course, is the funnies. All right. A lot of people like that show. get on and you goof off. Get on and goof off on Friday. Inner Sight Live. And let's see. Yeah, you know, we should, with all the money that this government has, we shouldn't have to struggle. We shouldn't have to be concerned that if we're going to go apply for a job, you know, how are we going to perform the job? Are we going to be able to get into the place? Are we going to be able to access the computers and everything else? We shouldn't be concerned about that. The average person isn't. They take it for granted. We, the disabled, should have the same thing. Well, that's a definite mad. When somebody's trying to better themselves, get a job, pay taxes, you know? And, you know, it's even worse for us because we get a job under certain circumstances and conditions. We're going to lose our disability money. So it's harder for a disabled person to work because we're going to lose money. How about that one? That shouldn't be, but it is. So there you have another dilemma that we fall into. Get a job, make some money, make a certain amount of money, and you lose your whatever benefits the government provides. And believe me, it's not a lot of benefits when there's no protection, no laws to protect the things you need. So there you have a situation to face, the 61 million of us do, that you could lose your disability. You get a job. I'd like to see the Congress change that. I mean, one person said, well, you know, I disagree. I don't think a person should be on disability. They can work. Well, that's your opinion. You know, so then make it a matter of choice. But don't push everybody into the same category. A guy like me, I believe the government owes me so much money that they could never repay me, having been denied a guide dog for all these years, and now the medical. And now the government benefits raise my rent. So there's another reason why they owe us. As one real estate person put it, when I told him, I explained to him about the Section 8, he said they ought to pay the whole thing, and they should. They should pay the whole thing. They should not take money from people who don't have it. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. And we're hoping to get our engineer in here to check the phones. You know, I blame the Blog Talk Radio for that. There should be a device right on my phone where I could man the phones on my own. I don't know if there is such a thing, but I'm going to try to find out and inquire some more and see what the situation is with that. Because we produce the show, we pay for it, and everyone should be equal. So I'll explore that some more. All right, Inner Sight, this may turn out to be a one-man man of glad. You never know. Oh, the duck is here anyway. I wonder if the duck's mad or glad. Is the duck mad?
I don't know what it would be mad about.
Oh, the duck doesn't know if it's mad. Is the duck glad?
Yeah, but we hope that sidewalks are going to be built everywhere, because I'm glad to see one sidewalk be built on one street, but I hope that all the streets that are missing sidewalks are going to have sidewalks built.
Oh, you witnessed a sidewalk being put in?
Yeah, on one street.
Oh, that's a real problem. No sidewalks.
They should all have sidewalks. This street needs a sidewalk.
Oh, definitely.
I hope they come to the street.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah. And the cars get mad at us. We're in the way. That could be resolved if it's sidewalk. Both sides, too. Both sides. That way they can't control which side we walk on. No. Who are they to control the pedestrian? Oh, you belong on that side. Even if the place they're going isn't that side, then this is the side with the sidewalk. So cross the street to get to the sidewalk and cross the street again to get back to a place where you're going.
Well, if the cars have a place to drive, why shouldn't we have a place to walk?
And pedestrians used to have the right of way. But they're acting like the cars actually have the right of way, and they're just pretending that pedestrians have right of way so they could give the pedestrians...
And they ought to make all the traffic lights accessible. Every one of them. Every traffic light should be accessible, especially when you're around this neighborhood. You have two major highways that you can walk to. Within walking distance. You know, and those lights should be able to be read by everyone. Very important. You know, when you're crossing, at least you know you have the light. You know, you're a little safer, hopefully. We need stricter laws. We need the law to punish people that are forcing us to be unsafe. Because that's what they're doing. And the law doesn't punish them for it.
And they think we're in the way. What do they do?
Yeah. I mean, what about denying somebody the right to have a guide dog? Isn't that making somebody unsafe? You know, if the person is qualified to use the dog, and that can be proven in a court of law, and the agency denies that safety, shouldn't that person be punished? That agency? I think they should. You know? Because they're forcing somebody to walk without the safety that the person could have. Especially if that safety is been known to that person as a way of life. That's even worse. And they bonded with the dog and trained with it. That's worse. So, Inner Sight reminds you there's no law to protect people who need service dogs. And we're trying to do something about it. We met with our congressman There isn't one agency out there who's reaching out to help us do something about it. That's why the problem doesn't get solved. People want to stand in judgment of people, that's fine. Do it in the court of law. Give us the right to fight back. That's all we ask. That's the way it is with everything else, but not with a person who needs a service to them. All right, Matt, I'm glad Monday, Inner Sight, no engineer. So I don't know what is going on with that, but nevertheless, we are here with the Matter Glad. And some other things that were in the news, something very interesting. I don't know the details on it, but it said that a lot of people are becoming minors. Now, minors in like digging for gold. But they're not digging for gold. They got this new currency that people are trying to mine called Bitcoin. I don't know how it works. I don't know how what it's made out of. I don't know any details. But it's a new thing. People are using it to make money, and it is on the stock market at $57,000 a share right now. A lot of money. So look into that Bitcoin, and I don't know. You want to be a miner? They said a lot of these people are taking up mining in New York State. A lot of people coming to New York to do the mining. I have no idea what the details are, but I'm going to try to find out more. And you mean I got to get a pick and a shovel? Become a miner?
You're so cute.
Well, I wouldn't mind wearing the boots.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You think my guide dog could guide me in a mine? That'd be a tough job for her. All right, Inner Sight. I think I'll stay above the earth for a while. I don't want to go down in the earth. Yeah. But that's interesting, though, that Bitcoin, they call it. Yeah, Inner Sight. I had a glad Monday, and we remind you that about the new show, Wednesday nights, nursing homes kill people, get rid of them, we don't need them. So that's Wednesday night, 8 to 9, Susanna, the host on that show, and maybe that's why she's not here now. But anyway, mad or glad, Monday, and I don't know, I have the feeling that it being holiday, Columbus Day. Yeah. You know, a lot of people say that Columbus didn't discover America. You heard that story, right? What, the Native Americans were here first, weren't they? You got to give them credit. Anyway, the feeling that maybe I ought to cut this show short. Mad or glad, no engineer, can't get any phone calls. So, yeah, I want to thank everybody for listening. It's going to be a brief show tonight. Half a show, but not a half-assed job. Mad or glad Monday, Inner Sight, and we thank everybody for tuning in. Yeah, I hope we can catch you next time. We apologize if you're trying to call in. I mean, well, you can call in and listen, but yours truly cannot operate the phone, so don't have that ability right now. But you never know, that could change. So we'll keep on working on it, that's for sure. Inner Sight, thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.